Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Did you see Trump tweeting yesterday? Lee, I didn't realize this until I looked it up. I knew that a lot of the text between Strzok and Page, right, the FBI leverage, yeah, I knew they'd been deleted. I didn't realize Mueller's office did it. 19,000 of them.
So we just destroy evidence and don't worry about it.
No, but that's what they do with the FBI now. They just destroy evidence, yeah. Anything that might undermine the investigation, you don't preserve it. You just destroy it. But again, that they did that with Hillary's devices and some of her staff devices, that there was stuff on it under subpoena by Congress, and they just destroyed them. So
I just love the hypocrisy of this woman who bemoaned the fact that they've got the president saying nasty things about her, just makes her feel so bad. What have all of you people been saying about him the whole time? And she and her lover to be included in that list.
You accuse the president of the United States of treason.
Yes.
Based on what grounds? We still don't know. Because your whole, you know, 20-something plus Hillary lawyers and 40 FBI agents working for Mueller couldn't find any basis for that. They could find no collusion. They couldn't even find connections between real Russians and the Trump campaign.
And the ones that were there were initiated by Democrat operatives.
Right. They were assets of ours, or they, you know, had more connections to U.S. government and, you know, to our intel agencies and our intel services than they did to Trump. So, I mean, and that's okay. I mean, the whole reason, okay, that Horowitz is investigating, that John Durham is investigating, the whole reason is when you take a team of Hillary donors, Hillary lawyers, Obama donors, and you sick them on Trump with 40 FBI agents at the disposal, and you can't find one shred of evidence of Russian collusion, not one, this is what these investigations are about. How the heck did you get the FISA warrant? And, you know, if you're Horowitz, let's assume the worst intentions on Horowitz's part. Man, you were out there. You're just trying to cover up for the deep state. That's like a nightmare writing project right there. Like, how do you take everything we know and make it sound not bad, given how extensive it is? And here's the other thing we don't know about Horowitz. We don't know how far back he's going to go. I mean, it's wide open, right? It's a FISA investigation. Okay, are you going to start the day they walked over to the court with the FISA application in their hand? Are you going to go back to the origins of this, Papadopoulos, and ask yourself, why is Joseph Masoud in hiding and afraid for his life? Joseph Masoud was one of our assets. So what was he doing talking to Papadopoulos? Who sent him? Did we send him because we couldn't find any evidence of Russia collusion, any evidence of Russia connections? Pretty good bet. You know why? Because even Lisa Page admitted in her text to her lover, Peter Strzok, there's no there there. But we'll keep investigating anyway. So it's glaringly obvious they had no Russia connections and they needed to make some up. So, I mean, you know, the question is, how far back is he going to go? I mean, he could literally ignore. Okay, well, we're going back to the FISA application. We're going back to what started the FISA application. We're going to go back to Mifsud and Papadopoulos. We're going to start with Carter Page. We're going to find out. The crazy thing, I mean, of all the people who've been charged in this, mostly with process crimes, Lee, Rogers, yeah, Stone, all these people, they're all process crimes. They have nothing to do with Russia. Why has Carter Page never been charged? He was the one they put the warrant on. Mm-hmm. Not once, but four times. No charges. Another, yet again, more confirmation. They had nothing. Which leaves a very big question. How'd they get four FISA applications approved? How'd that happen? What evidence did you have? It was not enough for one single charge on the target, Carter Page. And as I've explained many times, the whole purpose of Carter Page, nobody cares about Carter Page.
No.
He had a minor role in the Trump campaign anyway. I mean, even if he'd been a Russian spy, I don't even think he could have gotten their attention.
Yeah.
But The whole thing with Carter Page was, again, it was a two-jump warrant. And so that, you know, everyone Carter Page ever had contact with, plus anyone they'd ever had contact with. Well, that gives you the ability to spy on Trump, probably other candidates in the field, and most of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they wanted the warrant on Carter Page. What on earth? I mean, you got to show progress that you're finding stuff out, but you never charge Carter Page. And then you come up with a Mueller report that says no collusion. Well, how in the heck did you get those four FISA applications approved then? And it's not a question that can be easily answered. There's just knowing what we know, it's impossible to answer it. The answer is they didn't. And you know what the other answer is, too? That one of the things I'm most curious about, I mean, surely this four-time FISA application came to the attention of the head of the FISA court system, John Roberts, who also happens to be the Chief Supreme Court Justice. He take any time to review this? Ask any questions? It's kind of their biggest case ever.
Yeah.
I mean, this leads down some very disturbing roads that Horowitz could or could not decide to follow. I mean, you could just be very tight in scope. You could have taken the next 5 years on this thing if you wanted to. So I don't know. What do you think about all this?
I tell you what, there's sort of a side issue that I thought happened yesterday about Chuck Schumer coming out talking about how that there has not been enough done by federal authorities to protect the upcoming election. And this is about the whole package that the Democrats are trying to tie to the Defense Authorization Act. And this is the things that they want to do about the election. Now, they're saying this is to protect the election from foreign adversaries, from foreign interference.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, what this is all about is about manipulating who and who cannot vote. And what Republicans can do to make sure that people who vote are truly American citizens. That's where all that's headed. And I think this is what the Democrats are doing. They're hedging their bet here. They're trying the whole, the whole impeachment deal, but they're also trying to set things up where they've got more control over who is allowed to vote, because that's going to be another issue. Because if this is another tight election, and this is something that's going to come down to just a few electoral states, then that's
control over who's allowed to vote. How so? Like, they can't stop us from voting. We're actually registered.
No, exactly. But it's more about who is allowed to vote beyond who is a real voter and which votes count. It's not about how many votes are counted. It's about who counts the votes, just like Stalin said.
You're trying to get the federal government in there?
Absolutely. Because everything about the Democrats is about getting federal control over things, because they know they have the deep state, the bureaucracy to control it. Number one, elections are to be done by the states. It is not the purview of the federal government or the Constitution. The states are the one that gets to decide. But the Democrats are trying to further entrench the federal government into the states' rights as the person or the entity, rather, that is to be over these elections. And that, I just think it's interesting that Schumer came out with a statement yesterday. I had this for us on the news. I saw very little attention paid to it, but I think that that's by design. I think Fox News picked up on it. I didn't see anybody else really picking up on the story about how they're trying to sneak this into the Defense Authorization Act.
Okay, but so, because I remember, when they were wanting the Department of Homeland Security to come in and literally national elections,
right,
which would be terrifying.
And see, that's why they want to show that there was collusion. That's why you keep hearing the narrative that there was international interference in our election, whether it's Russia, Ukraine, or whoever. That's why they wanted to claim that, because the Democrats want federal control so they can make sure that these states, which are largely controlled by Republican-controlled legislatures and governors, that the federal government is going to be the arbiter of what votes are counted.
You think they have time to get that done before the election?
Probably not, but I think that's what they're working on. Yeah. But that whole statement by Schumer yesterday, and like I said, people paid very little attention to it, but it was a red flag for me.
You know what I think when I hear it? I think, and the thing that scares me the most, because I know they're doing this, I think they're planning massive voter fraud.
Yeah.
And I think that they are preparing to paint any questioning of the totals as Russian interference.
Right.
Even if it's like there's no Russians, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, wow, there's more people voting in this county than there are, you know, registered Democrats in this county. They'll scream Russian interference.
They're rushing.
If we try to question it.
They're rushing to interfere is what they're doing.
Something is up, though. You're right. They have made a big deal of this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.